Hello, friend. I'm Denise Renner, and I want to read you my April teaching letter. Dear friend, there is so much treasure packed away in the Word of God, just waiting for us to discover. As we meditate on His Word, the wonderful Holy Spirit inside us speaks to our heart. I want to share with you a nugget I received this month from just a few words Jesus spoke to one woman that I believe can help us all. We find this woman in her story in John chapter 4, verses 7 through 26, the woman at the well. It is a very familiar story to most believers, and in our church in Moscow, we even have a painting that depicts this woman and Jesus and their marvelous encounter that day. When you read these verses, you find out that this woman was not a very nice woman. She was probably hated by some and talked about by others. She and her reputation may have been the topic of many people's conversations. She'd had 5 husbands, and the man she was living with was not her husband. This woman was adulterous. Some might even ask, what kind of woman could be married 5 times? Or what's wrong with this woman? But there she was, talking to Jesus. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and you were just taken back by that person's behavior? You almost couldn't believe he or she would act like that. Most of us have probably experienced such a conversation, and we were stunned by that someone could actually do such horrible things. But I want us to look at one verse. John 4:10 says, Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. As I was meditating on this verse, I saw that the first thing that Jesus said to her, if you knew the gift of God, that was her number one problem. She did not know the gift of God and who it was who was talking to her. So what was her real problem? Was it that she'd been married 5 times and now was living with a man she was not married to? Was it that half the town talked about her behind her back? If you only looked on the outside, you would think that was the real problem. She was an adulterous woman and had hurt many people in her life, and she could get what she deserved. But no, that was not her real problem. Her real problem was that she did not know the gift of God. She did not know Jesus. So what is the difference between us and her? God has blessed us, and we probably have some success in our lives. Maybe we have seen God heal our body, save our mind, touch our children, or provide money for us when we desperately needed it. Maybe by His Spirit, He's delivered us out of trouble and bondage in our life. So what is the difference between us and this woman? One difference is that we know the gift of God and she didn't. In other words, I'm asking, how can we judge others because we don't agree with their decisions and their lifestyle when, just like the woman at the well, we had the same problem at one time? We didn't know him. Her number one problem was that she didn't know him. The big difference between us between you and me and others, we are sure to encounter is that we know him, but they don't. Even on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Again, we see that the world didn't know the real problem. Can we really justify ourselves if we judge others and stand and say, "I would never do that," when the person we're tempted to judge just had one really big problem? They didn't know him. I'm not saying that these horrible things people do are justified and that their actions are okay. God hates evil, but God loves a sinner. Jesus hung on that cross for our sins and took the punishment for our sins. And he took the punishment because he loves us. John 3:16 will never change. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. The sin is not okay, but if we have judgmental attitudes, we stop the compassion of God from flowing through us. We stop the perfect love that casts out fear and conquers judgmental attitudes. Jesus did not reject this woman. He offered her the answer. Is there someone in your life, or even someone you do not really know, that you need to give more compassion to because that person doesn't know him? Wasn't that our problem at one time? Or have we ever been in a position where we've done wrong and couldn't see it? I want to challenge us as we read this letter to give more compassion to those who don't know him. Maybe it's a spouse that acts in a certain way, or a boss, or an in-law, or a brother or sister, or someone in authority who has a lot of influence over others, and you're appalled at that person's actions. Did Jesus give us compassion when we didn't know? He absolutely did. So shouldn't we give that same compassion to others when we don't understand their actions? If Jesus had judged the woman at the well and refused to talk to her in her mess, she would have never received the living water. Forgiveness and restoration through knowing him, he was lovingly offering her. Who around you needs some of that living water you have flowing on the inside of you? That is what I wanted to share with you. Jesus knew he had the answer for this woman. And you and I have the answers inside us for people who don't know him. Let's freely give this living water to others. Thank you for spending this time with me as I share my heart. And as always, if you have prayer needs, please let us know. We are here for you and we want to pray for you. And we would love to hear what God is doing in your life. Just call us at 1-800-742-5593. Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 p.m. Central Time. And you can send us your prayer request at prayer@renner.org. And thank you to those of you who have responded to my new program, Time with Denise Renner. I read all your responses. I invite you to join us on YouTube or Facebook or Renner.org. Well, this is Denise Renner and Rick Renner and our family. Thank you for being with me in this time, and let's keep having compassion in our hearts for others.